It is January 13th, 2014. It's 16:05 hours. I'm with Nicole Olson at St. Joseph's Hospital in the emergency room. I'm going to be conducting an interview, reference case number, what's that case number, 14? Case number 14-1529. Okay. Just tell me everything that you can remember about what happened today.
Okay. My name's Nicole Olson. I went to the movies with my husband, Chad Olson. We went to see the Marine movie with Mark Wahlberg, Last Stand, Lone Survivor. And it started at 1:20, and we got there a little bit early. And my husband made small talk, actually the guy in front of us made some small talk with us, and we were getting ready to just watch the previews. The previews had just started, and there was a couple behind us, a guy, and I assume a lady that he was sitting next to, and he got rude with my husband and just made some comments about turning off his cell phone. And my husband said, I definitely will in just a minute, but the previews, the previews are on. And my husband didn't turn around or anything. The guy just kept, telling him, shut it off now. And so the guy said, do I need to go get a manager? And my husband said, you can do whatever you need to do. I'm just going to be a minute. I'm not talking. It was just the light on his cell phone that was on. No noise or anything was coming out of it. And so the guy left, which we assumed was to go get a manager. And when he came back, he was by himself. And my husband had already turned his phone off and had it put away, so we thought that was the end of it. But when the guy sat down, he kept saying stuff to my husband about, oh, now you put it away. What, are you scared? I don't even know exactly what the words were. I didn't pay much attention, but I know he definitely said, oh, so now you put the phone away. And my husband, turned around and stood up and just said, hey, what is your problem? And from there, I stood up and put my left hand on his chest, just trying to tell him, it's not worth it. Sit down, watch the movie. And that's when the shot rang out. And immediately, it didn't even register with me. I just saw like a spark and saw him go down. And from there, I didn't even realize that my finger was shot as well. I was just so worried about him. Do I need to keep going to explain the after effects?
No.
Okay. And from there, the guy just sat in his chair. He just kind of leaned back and just sat there. Didn't say anything. Didn't try to help. Didn't do anything. He just sat there. And as all the chaos was going on, he was just sitting there. And that was pretty much all that happened.
Okay. So, had you ever seen this person before?
Nope. I've never seen him in my life.
Okay. You don't know who they are? You don't know his name?
Wouldn't be able to tell you. No.
Can you describe him for me?
An older man. Kind of heavy set. I want to say grayish, some kind of gray hair.
Do you remember?
Blue shirt, kind of like a light bluish colored shirt, I believe. Pants, but I think maybe khaki. I don't know for sure, so I don't want to just assume anything. But I know for sure it was a blue shirt and that he was more of a heavy set, pretty tall stature.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you any more about him.
Do you remember anything specific about him? Any facial hair or tattoos? Or
no tattoos that I saw. I don't remember facial hair. I had no interest in the guy. My back was to him because I was facing the movie, and he was sitting directly behind me and my husband. So other than the second that I turned around to have him sit down, was really the only time I had glanced at him. And even and then afterwards, I mean, I saw him just sitting there, but it had all happened, and it was all just chaos that I didn't make note of anything other than that.
Do you remember what his voice was like? Did he have an accent?
I don't remember an accent, no. He was just very rude from the beginning, just belligerent, just, you know. My husband was calm and just said, it'll just take, you know, take a minute, I'll turn it off. You know, the movie hasn't even started, and he was just nasty.
Okay. Was he white, black,
white,
Hispanic?
White.
Okay.
And I would say older, probably over 50.
I'm recording an interview real quick, so. Okay. How long, so this started during the previews.
Mm-hmm.
How long before he went out to left the theater?
Less than a minute. I mean, he said some nasty things to my husband, and my husband replied back, and he said, well, do I need to go get a manager? So, I mean, their conversation was probably less than a minute before he was walking down the stairs to what we thought was go get a manager.
Okay. When he came back, did your husband or him say anything aggressive towards each other, like threaten physical violence, anything? Do you remember any conversation going back and forth between them about that?
My husband said, dude, what's your problem? You know, I wasn't making any noise. The movie hasn't even started, and that's all I remember.
Okay.
Yeah, they were both kind of huffing and puffing.
Right.
But that's all I remember.
Okay. When your husband stood up, he just stood up in his chair and turned?
Turned around, yeah, just to say, hey, dude, what's your problem?
Okay.
Yep. But, I mean, they were loud voices. You know, they were angry. You could
tell.
They were
mad at
each other.
Yeah,
they were mad.
At that point, had anybody threatened to hit each other or hurt each other? Or did he display a weapon or anything like that?
No. I didn't see anything. No, I never saw the weapon or anything.
Okay.
I just saw the spark and heard the noise, and that was it.
Did anybody throw punches either direction?
Not that I know of, no.
No?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, so when you stood up, you stood up because your husband stood up?
Yeah, I was still watching the movie because I was just like, oh gosh, you know, this is embarrassing, and I just wanted him to sit back down. So I kind of was still facing forward until the last minute when we got shot is when I had just stood up and kind of turned around to tell him, you know, just sit down, it's not worth it.
Okay. And you got shot in which finger?
My ring finger on my left hand.
It's going to be assessed.
I can transfer it in here?
Okay. Sure.
Okay. All right. So you only stood up. You stood up and you put your left hand on your husband's chest to tell him to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, they were still... All right. When you stood up and you looked back at the guy, he was standing? Or was he sitting?
He was sitting.
He was still sitting.
Yeah, but I think he was kind of up. I think kind of up, not like leaning back like I had described earlier. After all the chaos was going on, he was more, but he was sitting, yes.
Okay.
But more up.
How long did they exchange words when he came back in? I'm saying, like you said, after about a minute he left.
Yeah, again.
Do you remember how long he was
less
gone?
So hard to say because I wasn't timing it or anything, but probably 4 to 6 minutes. I mean,
okay,
enough for a preview to maybe go.
Okay,
a preview or two.
So when he came back in, who initiated the conversation when he came
the
back?
The same
in?
Guy. He said, oh, so now you put it away, or now you'll put your phone away.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's the one that said something again, so that's when my husband turned around.
Do you remember anything else that was said between them during that part of it?
No, it was just blah, 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 how guys are, you know, hotheads, they're just blah.
Okay.
But I don't remember any specific words. No, I don't.
Do you remember either of them threatening to hurt each other or anything like that?
I don't remember that, no.
Okay. And when you stood up, there hadn't been any physical altercation? Had there been
Not
any pushing, shoving, punching?
Again, I was sitting facing the movie, so that I honestly swear to God, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But, I mean, my husband was standing up. He's a very tall guy. and, you know, he was mad, so he's saying, you know, dude, what's your problem? But no, I did not see any pushing, shoving, hitting. I didn't see anything like that.
Okay. And did you ever see the firearm?
No. Never saw it.
You don't know what it... Did you... You never saw what it looks like?
I did see it, because it was really small, tiny, like what a girl would carry, and silver, black or silver. Oh, gosh. When did I see it? Not in his hand. I can tell you I didn't see him pull the trigger or anything like that, because I didn't even know. But it seems like at some point, either someone described it or I saw it, because I remember it. I don't know. I'm so confused.
Okay, but at the point of the altercation,
I did not see it. I did not see him pull it out, and I did not see him shoot it. I just saw the spark and heard the noise.
How many gunshots did you hear?
One.
Just one gunshot?
Just one.
And the same bullet that hit your fingers, what, hit your husband?
I assume so, yeah.
Okay. And what happened immediately after that? Like, as soon as the gunshot...
He just fell. He just fell to the floor, and I didn't even realize I was... hit or anything. He just fell, and he just was blank, and we just kind of stood there until people came to help, and I didn't know where he was shot or anything until later on.
Okay, so you didn't see where he got hit or anything?
Mm-mm.
Like that?
I mean, later on, yes, I knew it was to the chest.
Okay.
But I did not know at that time where
okay.
he was shot or how close the guy, I mean, they had to have been close because the movie seats are close, but I don't know. I
okay.
don't know.
Do you remember the theater number that you were in?
10.
10, number 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything else about it that you said after he was shot, after your husband was shot, mm-hmm. the person involved just sat in his chair?
When I glanced, I mean, I was mostly concerned with my husband, but yeah, every time I looked, he was just kind of leaned back in his chair.
Okay. And he never got up or...
Not that I saw.
Okay.
Just sat there.
At what point did he leave the theater, do you know?
When the police handcuffed him and struggled with him down the stairs.
Okay, so police actually came and responded and pulled him out of his chair?
Yeah, he was still sitting there just like this.
Okay. All right, is there anything else that you can think of that happened that would help me identify the person or...
Happened so fast. It was a few minute ordeal, 2-3 minutes at the beginning, and or one maybe 1 to 2 minutes, and then 1 to 2 minutes when he came back in the theater. It wasn't.
Do you think that you would recognize him again if you saw him?
I think so. Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm ending the interview. It is 16-20 hours.